Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3109, Simplicity is Not a Destination, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Simplicity is Not a Destination, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. We have this obsession with arriving, as if we're meant to be in one specific place, state of mind, or lifestyle forever and ever. And then when that journey takes longer than we think, or transition is harder than we expected, we go in a different direction, hoping to arrive somewhere else. Or we beat ourselves up for not being as dedicated, fast, happy, or brilliant as someone else on a similar journey. Measuring success based on arrival time or place will lead to complete dissatisfaction. We don't have ultimate control. Everything is changing within us and around us. And by the time we get to where we thought we were supposed to be, it doesn't meet our expectations, and we want something else. I've gone through stages of frustration trying to reach a simpler place and was curious about your experience. When I asked what was most frustrating to you, I realized that we all have similar struggles. These are a few of the responses I received. There seems to never be an end, no finish line for when I've arrived at the level of simplicity I'm seeking. I'm frustrated that it takes so long to let go of the accumulation of 35 plus years of excessive living. Speed, I want it done now, and it's all taking so long, and I've been at it for a long time already. Simplicity is a practice, not a destination. While there may be exceptions, for most of us, simplicity is a daily practice, not some magical, clutter-free room where we arrive. Even when you're living a seemingly simple life, clutter accumulates, the unexpected phone call complicates your day, friends give you gifts that you don't know what to do with, and family members aren't on the same page. All of those things happen and more. Life is messy. Instead of trying to change everything and everyone around you, accept that there is no finish line and no prize for having more or less. This is not a competition or a race. Simplicity is a practice. When you realize that the greatest benefits of simplicity come from the practice, you can start enjoying the process instead of being anxious to arrive. 7 ways to practice simplicity. Instead of working towards a goal that seems out of reach, implement a daily practice and start enjoying the rewards now. 1, put you first. You spend the day giving. You give your time, space, and energy to your family, friends, work, and many other things. If you're lucky, you find a little time to unwind during the day, but it doesn't happen every day. If you want to continue to give, you have to put you first. A morning routine of 5 to 30 minutes just for you every morning will change how you give. Wake up 5 minutes early and move slowly instead of cursing the alarm clock and speeding through the morning, making sure everyone has what they need. You first. It's not selfish, it's necessary. 2, declutter every day. Keep a small box by a convenient exit in your home and drop things that you don't use in it every day. When it's full, tape it up and donate it. Repeat. 3, build a $1,000 emergency fund. Even if you have debt, make a small contribution on a regular basis to build a $1,000 emergency fund. It'll simplify your life in so many ways. Unexpected expenses are stressful, and can really complicate and shake up your life. Eliminate that stress with an emergency fund. It was our first step in becoming debt-free. Number four, ask for help. Host a simplicity summit with your spouse and/or family members. You can't expect everyone in your family to be as interested in simplifying as you are, but include them and listen to them. Ask great questions, celebrate progress, and highlight some of the benefits you've enjoyed as a result of simplifying. Number five, document your practice. Sometimes it's hard to remember how much progress you've made. Write in a journal about your daily progress or photograph the things you're giving away. You could shoot before and after pictures of your rooms or even start a blog. Number six, connect with comparison. Connect with people sharing their simplicity journeys. Read books and blogs and connect with the writers on Twitter or Facebook. Don't compare your journey, but share your experience. Ask questions. Be supported and inspired by like-minded people. And then support and inspire them right back. And number seven, discover what you love. Simplifying your life is rewarding, but you might get bored with the process if it's all-consuming. The best part of getting rid of the things that don't matter is that you build time and space to discover what is truly meaningful to you. Discover and engage. Simplicity paves the way for you to start doing the things you really love. If simplicity is a practice and not a destination, you don't have to wait to get started. You don't have to be discouraged at how slowly or quickly it goes, and you can measure your success in joy and happiness instead of arrival time and place. You just listened to the post titled "Simplicity is Not a Destination" by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Courtney. Relatively simple tips, maybe not easy, but definitely some things we can focus on. But the main message is an important one, I think, and I could use the reminder. I know this idea of minimalism being a journey instead of a destination has come up before a few times. So if you're a regular listener, this might sound familiar. But that said, it's easy to forget when we're in the daily grind. And this applies to a lot more than minimalism or simplicity. Finances is a big one. It's really easy to think that once we have a certain amount of money or buy a house or even win the lottery, then we can do X, Y, and Z, and then we'll be happy. But time and time again, it's been shown that it doesn't work that way at all, and lottery winners typically end up less happy than before. We might think we're different and that we'll save the money and so on, but that's still getting into that thinking that there's this end point of happiness which just doesn't exist. And same for our health. Once I reach X pounds or look a certain way, then I'll be happy. It's the same flawed thinking and really just a big trap. If we can get over this idea and instead look for ways to make that fitness routine or even tracking our money or budgeting somehow enjoyable or at least interesting, well, then we don't have to always be looking for some solution at the end. So thank you to Courtney for the reminder. Thank you for being here. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.